Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's been a bit of a concern that the success just over a year ago with regard to Hezbollah and the whole situation in southern Lebanon seems to be somewhat diminishing. Is that true? We seem to be getting reports, or we are seeing reports, that Hezbollah is rearming, that Iran is still sending significant amounts of ammunition towards to Hezbollah. What is really going on? Joining us is Dr. Eli Carmon. He's a senior research scholar at the Institute for Counterterrorism. Dr. Carmon, good morning. Thank you for joining us. From your vantage point, is Hezbollah rebuilding the operational infrastructure with any success?
Good morning. As you said, the end of the Israeli war against Hezbollah at the end of 2024, there were moments of optimism, because not only the leadership, political and military leadership of Hezbollah has been destroyed, great part of its long-range missiles arsenal has been destroyed, but politically, the new president of Lebanon, General Aoun, and his prime minister, promised to disarm Hezbollah, as it was, by the way, very convenient, I say, politically, because there was a Security Council resolution that asked for its disarmament. But the proposal of the president and his government was to cooperate with Hezbollah, and even they spoke about introducing the Hezbollah fighters in the Israeli Lebanese army. So it was a bit strange, because it's clearly the Hezbollah fighters are much more experienced, I would say, and also radicals than the Lebanese soldiers. And what it appears indeed in the last months during 2025 is that Hezbollah, first of all, officially declared that doesn't want and doesn't accept to disarm, that it sees itself still the defender of Lebanon, and also try to rebuild its infrastructure in the north, where it's quite, neutralized. The army is, Lebanese army is neutralized, but also in the south, near the Israeli border. So IDF, especially the Air Force, has been compelled to destroy part of this infrastructure that was rebuilt, and even to kill part of the militants and the fighters that returned to the south, mainly people from the Radwan forces, which are known to be trained to fight inside Israel. And we are in a situation where there is indeed a crisis. First of all, a crisis, a political crisis between the Israel and the Lebanese government also. But also, I would say, in the region, because it was hoped that the Lebanese situation would improve and indeed Hezbollah would be disarmed.
So how far, you know, there's obviously resolution 1701. There's the very very specific litany, north of the litany, south of the litany. Are we seeing Hezbollah in the south now, below the Litani River, or that line that's designated by 1701?
Yes, we see people which are responsible, were in the past responsible for this infrastructure. We saw a huge amount of tunnels, very sophisticated tunnels in the south. And we know that great part of the population in the south is Shias. So these people, mainly local commanders, have returned trying to revive this infrastructure, and they have been targeted by the Air Force or by the special commandos. And also the fact that there is probably already smuggling from weapons from through Syrian border, although Syria has changed completely, but still we know that smuggling is an issue of money, and probably the Iranians are continuing to finance the Hezbollah. The problem also is that what happens in Lebanon influences what happens in Gaza. We see that in Gaza, the Trump plan, the Trump deal, is implemented with difficulty, especially concerning the disarmament of Hamas. I think the Israeli government is interested to show that we cannot accept a situation like in Lebanon, in Gaza, in the sense that, or at least that will have the freedom to act against Hamas if there is no real disarmament. And we have also a problem that the Qataris and especially the Turkish army could be involved in the future of Gaza, which you know how the Erdogan regime is an enemy of Israel today. And there is also the problem of Iran. We see that there is no negotiation for a deal, nuclear deal with Iran after the 12-day war. They are preparing to build thousands of long-range missiles against Israel. So in the case of a new operation in Iran, we have again the possibility that Hezbollah this time will intervene. So the situation is quite tense, and we'll see what happens after the, I would say, the visit of I think tomorrow, after tomorrow, of Jared Kushner and also the Witkoff, about speaking about Gaza, but I think we'll speak also about Lebanon.
The fact that some of these weapons are coming through Syria, is that any reflection on the new Syrian government, or is this happening despite their efforts and intentions?
No, I think that the new Syrian government is keen, at least at the moment, to stop any smuggling, because it's not only smuggling of weapons, but also of narcotics, and also smuggling of former officers and officials of the Syrian regime, which were involved in crimes against the Syrian people. But they have limited possibilities. At least the Syrian army is not yet a serious army. And as I said, the Hezbollah and the Iranians are doing all the they can in order to continue the smuggling, although in much worse conditions than when they were present in Syria. And for the Syrian government, when we see the president of Syria today speaking with President Trump, clearly they want to show that they are a good partner or a trustful partner in the fight against the Iranians and the Hezbollah. Let's see what the discussion in Washington will lead to.
Does Iran have the funding? I mean, this is billions of dollars, or certainly hundreds of millions of dollars, to fund this type of an operation. Do they have access to it?
I think the issue is a question of priorities, and the regime always has prioritized the support to their proxies. We see also they continue to try to send weapons to the Houthis. In the last weeks, several ships have been caught, Iranian ships or Iranian material transferred to the Houthis. They care about the problems of water, for instance, in Tehran, or this economic situation in general. But the priority of the regime is to try to rebuild its capability and to challenge Israel and also the United States.
That is where we leave it. Very, very perplexing. But as we've said, over the next short while, this will definitely see its way playing out. No doubt about that. That was Dr. Eli Carmon, senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism.